Unscheduled Landing by Scott Augustson.
Is Amelia Rose. I want to tell you a little story about the first time I flew on an aeroplane by myself.
Oh, Amelia Rose, don't be scared. It's an adventure,
my mother said. But I wasn't frightened at all.
The TWA stewardess is going to take good care of you.
TWA? Oh, I get to fly TWA!
Oh, for Pete's sake. I have to watch a kid, too. A kid and a geezer. Oh, on the same flight? A juvenile and a senile? Oh, that's my luck. Look, Emmy.
Amelia Rose.
Look, kid. You just sit next to Mr. Whatever the heck his name is. If the oxygen masks drop and you can't reach one, oh, just breathe a little deeper than normal. A senile.
Okay.
Juvenile.
Have you ever flown before?
No, sir.
I used to fly to the moon all the time.
Really?
Yes, out in the gazebo on rainy nights, your mother and I would go out there. In the gazebo, we played the Kaiser and the Dachshund. It's like a little, well, no, it's more like a nautilus shell made of jam. Oh, no, I'm thinking of a gazebo. Oh, I think we're landing.
So soon?
I made absolutely sure it's a nonstop flight so you won't get lost. When the plane lands, get off and look for Grandma.
The plane's landed. It was nice to sit next to you.
You take good care, Princess. The devil hates an honest man.
What I didn't know was what had just happened a few minutes earlier in the cockpit.
Okay, we gotta land this bird.
But we aren't going anywhere near Little Rock. This is a non-stop. Non-stop. We shouldn't be stopping.
This is an unscheduled stop. We got an order.
An order?
Yeah, an order from below.
How far down?
The very bottom.
Landing gear engaged, sir.
My mom said get off the plane when it landed, so I did. Oh, it's dark. Nighttime. Oh, but it was morning just a little while ago. And two moons. Had there always been two moons? Had I just never stayed up late enough to see the second moon rise? Oh, and there are trees. All kinds of trees. And they all had pencils and notebooks in their branches. And they were writing down what they saw. And birds in business suits rushing by.
Bye, bye, bye.
Sail, 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 sail.
Excuse me, little girl.
Me?
You are a human, a little human girl person, yes.
Yes? And you're a snake.
You don't seem in the right place.
No, I don't think so. Where are we?
Night Town.
Oh, no! My grandmother is in Little Rock!
You look like you could use a friend, even if that friend is a snake.
I'm not afraid of snakes.
Oh, I'm glad we are friends. Come closer.
Hey, you! Serpent! Reptile, step away from the child.
Yes! Hat!
Hey! You're a talking screwdriver!
Call me Philip. Philip said. All right, you can call me Phil. That snake's not your friend. He just wants your hands.
It's true. I was to be a secretary and take dictation. But I need fingers to type.
Hey! Leave my fingers alone.
All right, you scram. Beat it. Beat it. Blow.
Thank you. My name is Amelia Rose.
Look, kid, a human ain't safe here on these dark streets. Everyone wants a piece of you. I'll be honest, I covet your skin.
What would a screwdriver do with skin?
I would invite folks to caress me. I would put on lotions and ointments. I'd blush, I'd tan, maybe a tattoo.
I just want to see my grandmother!
If you make it through till morning, you'll be all right.
How long until morning?
Forever. It's always night here in Nighttown. Hey, see what I mean?
Oh!
Well, look, rumor has it that there is sunlight stash somewhere here in Night City. You find that, it's your ticket home. Goodbye, darkness. Hello, Grandma.
I gotta find that sunlight. But how?
Hey, I got an idea.
Hey, Sammy! Amelia Rose, this here is Sammy the Swan.
She could get a job working for Lottie.
Who's Lottie?
Lottie is a manatee and was one swell singer. She works over at the Tin Marimba nightclub. But listen close, she's real self-conscious about her weight.
Oh, is she a big girl?
No, just the opposite. She's thin.
Yeah, she's a skinny manatee.
A slender sea cow.
Still, she's quite the chanteuse.
What would my job be?
Well, every night she finishes her act and goes to her dressing room and...
Oh, this is it. I can't take it anymore. Tonight is the night I end this life. This pitiful life.
Your job is to talk her out of suicide. Give her a little hope.
Don't worry, you'll be great.
Okay. Now, how do I find the tin marimba?
There's a saying around here. You don't find the tin marimba.
The tin marimba finds you.
That's right, Sammy. Good luck, kid.
And so I got a job working for Lottie, the sad, svelte manatee.
Falling in love again, never wanted to. What am I to do? I can't help it.
Damn, she had a great voice.
Amelia, wo bist du?
Right here, Lottie. Should I draw you a bath?
Yeah. Tonight on that dingy little stage, it struck me to my very soul how shabby my life is. How hollow all of life is. Fill the bathtub of me so that I might slit my wrists.
Miss Lottie, you are a manatee and don't really have wrists.
You are clever.
And you look too tired.
I am weary. Tomorrow for sure.
Every night after every show.
That was beyond horrible. I cannot sing. What came out of my throat was the noise of a junkyard dog and an alley cat making the desperate sex in the hospital for the deranged. I must not be allowed on stage ever again. I will throw myself from this window!
Lottie, no! You had a little cold tonight. That's all! Have some tea.
If the show goes poorly tomorrow, then you can leap from the ledge.
You're right, Liebchen. Not tonight. But soon. Soon.
Night after night, I tried to convince her that the world still needed her. But then...
Oh, yeah.
Jackals. Hyenas. I will show them. I have a little bottle of French poison in my nightstand. It was made in a little apothecary in the 9th arrondissement.
It is a blend of fragrant botanical toxins. It is lovingly crafted to cause the sweetest of dreams as you join the angels.
Oh, Lonnie!
Oh, Amelia Rose, meine Liebchen. Be a dear and iron my gown.
As I lay out the dress on the ironing board, something caught my eye. I wasn't used to seeing something so, so bright here in Nighttown. Lottie, what is this?
Oh, a gift from a long-ago lover.
Go on, tell me.
I had fallen in a casual sort of love with Joe, a rough and handsome American sailor.
Lottie, come here and kiss me. I want your lips on mine.
I don't really have lips. I'm a manatee.
Oh, shut up and kiss me with your cheek flaps.
But he lived in the daylight, a different world. We could meet only at dawn or dusk. Ours was a crepuscular love.
I only get you for about 9 minutes a day. But it's 9 minutes of bliss, baby.
And then, after a mere 30 years of this twilight romance, he said...
Lottie, I gotta say goodbye.
You have met someone? A daytime girl?
No, I have the cancer. I'm going away.
You sailors and your mysterious voyages.
I want to give you something to remember me by.
Oh, Joe, what is it?
It's a little ray of sunlight. I've tied it up in a little knot. We sailors know our knots.
Yes, Joe, you do. And he was gone. I keep it close to my heart, although it hurts my eyes to look at it.
What a sad, beautiful tale. Tell me, would you ever give that sunlight to someone if they really needed it? If it would save them?
Oh, no. As long as I live, I will keep this and cherish it. As long as I live. Live, 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 live.
Oh, and what I did next, I knew was wrong. I could hear the old man from the plane say...
The devil hates an honest man.
Lottie, I've been thinking. You go on night after night for our sake. You shouldn't have been shouldering that burden for so long.
I have. Although technically as a manatee, I don't have shoulders.
Maybe tonight is the night to finally taste the bottle of poison.
You think?
You would reunite with Joe in a world that is neither night nor day.
Will you help me? I want to look my best. I will wear that emerald green robe on the tab of Chanel number 5.
After Lottie drank the poison, I sat by the bed and listened as her breath grew heavy and then stopped. Then I took the little bit of sunshine which she had been clutching in her flipper and...
Oh, no, girl!
What have you done?
Phil! Sammy! I got the little bit of sunlight! I can go home!
Don't you get it? The sunlight was a metaphor.
Yes, you caring for Lottie, helping her through her endless night. You were the sunlight.
Just a little bit longer and you would have been able to go home.
Oh, no. What am I going to do now?
Say, can you sing?
A little.
Well, the tin marimba needs a new chanteuse. And you are looking for a job.
And so, every night I step onto this tiny stage. My eyes search the crowd, hoping to spot my grandmother's face. Hey, you've been a very patient crowd listening to me ramble. Here's a little song I'd like to dedicate to my friend Lottie. Falling in love again.